If you're a dancer and you make a living at it, you're tough because there is so much competition. For one Broadway musical, as many as 1,000 dancers can show up for auditions for maybe 20 spots. We wanted to find out what makes a dancer or choreographer stand out among the rest, so NPR's Elizabeth Blair asked a handful of tastemakers in the dance world to nominate exceptional artists whom they believe will emerge from the crowd in 2008.
As editor-in-chief of Dance Magazine, Wendy Perrin figures she sees about 20 dance performances a month, and she's constantly identifying special talents. She and her staff recently finished Dance Magazine's annual 25 to Watch issue, from tango to hip-hop. But it was Pittsburgh Ballet's Kumiko Tsuchi who made the cover.
She has this look like a little doll, like a little springy doll. So you just can't miss her on stage.
This past year, Perrin saw Kumiko Tsuchi give an impromptu performance of a jazzy piece by Dwight Roden called Smoke and Roses.
She just kind of slithered through it. She would do this little twist in her hips, and then the leg would extend, and then she'd be pirouetting. And you wouldn't really know what happened, but you'd seen this very detailed, fluid movement. It just fascinated me.
Ain't got a dream that's working. I got nothing but the blues.
Kumiko Tsuchi is now a principal dancer with Pittsburgh Ballet. A choreographer is to dance what a writer and director are to movies. He or she comes up with ideas or storylines, works out all of the movements, and often designs the entire look of a dance. Shen Wei is a choreographer who won a MacArthur Genius Grant this year. He has a background in Chinese opera. He's also a painter. Those influences make him one of today's most exciting artists, according to Jody Nimmerichter, artistic director of the American Dance Festival.
When you go to see one of his works, which I have seen many, you will be really taken to a world that is a dreamlike fantasy, someplace you haven't gone before. The dancers are incredibly technical, but there is a visual element that transcends just the technical, so you are seeing a very theatrical production beyond, I think, anything that we have seen before.
This coming year, Shen Wei Dance Arts performs Re, as in revisit or rediscover. It's a work inspired by Shen Wei's travels to Tibet. Like Shen Wei, American choreographer Alvin Ailey also crossed boundaries. An African American, he founded what became one of the most iconic modern dance institutions in the world. Years after Ailey's death, his company continues to churn out stars. Lula Washington, founder of the Lula Washington Dance Theater in Los Angeles, singles out Ailey alumnus and choreographer Christopher Huggins as someone to watch for in 2008.
Christopher came out of the Ailey tradition. So his work is very rooted in ballet and modern and jazz. And he has a unique way of putting it together so that it's breathtaking when you see it.
In the spring, the junior company, Ailey 2, premieres Christopher Huggins' newest work, When Dawn Comes, a lyrical piece about searching for something better. A choreographer needs dancers in the same way a painter needs lines and colors. At some companies, the creative process is a collaboration. At the wildly imaginative company Palabolas, everyone contributes ideas. And what they come up with is a stunning mix of intertwining bodies, muscular leaps, choreography that looks like you're watching a moving sculpture change shapes seamlessly. Palabolas co-founder Robbie Barnett nominates the equally adventurous choreographers Inbal Pinto and Avshalom Polak from Israel.
When I first saw Inbal and Avshalom's work, I was struck immediately by what I can only call their metabolism. It's a quick, very content-rich body of work. They dart from one idea to another. They create wonderful images that make a kind of dream logic.
This year, Palabolas and the Inval Pinto Company collaborated on an absurdist work called Rushes. One writer said, it's like what would happen if Samuel Beckett met the Three Stooges. The most lucrative jobs in the dance world are on TV, music videos, commercials, and the like. Dance coach and Tony winner Grover Dale runs AnswersForDancers.com, an information clearinghouse from Los Angeles. For him, the hottest young dancer in Hollywood is a 20-year-old from Fort Collins, Colorado, named Tony Testa, who's currently choreographing for Janet Jackson. You know I've heard every line, no, baby, not this time. Grover Dale says Tony Testa's had formal training in tap, jazz, and ballet.
And it's interesting because his hip-hop moves, while there's a freedom in it and it has this vibe of the street, he installs moments in it that show real line and real technique. Hip-hop itself is morphing into so many different styles, and it's getting influenced by people like Tony who come from a background of real, true dance training.
Tony Testa's breakthrough career move was making a homemade video of himself, dancing his own choreography, a DVD that wound up in the hands of Janet Jackson. That made all the difference in a world where talent alone is not enough to get noticed. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
I'm just trying to load this video of 2008's most promising dancers and choreographers. You can see it and listen to the music you heard in this piece by going to npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.